Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Button reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux spins and fires to second, with Quebec covering, and has Button trapped. There's the throw to Carey who tags Button for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-1 in the game. Quebec hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stevens. Quebec reaches second base with a double. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Yogi Berra pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Quebec moves to third. Richardson moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quebec tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-0 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. It's Yankees, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires to first and picks off Malzone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 3 in the game. Scourin hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Eno Slaughter pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Eno Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 4, Red Sox, 4. Cleet Boyer pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Keeley now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Ryan Duran now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-4 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duren fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Kiely covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Duren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duren bunts towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer is walked intentionally. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duren fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.